Where can an elephant hide? One day, Morris the elephant was playing hide-and-seek with some of his friends. Morris didn't like playing hide-and-seek because he was always the first one to be found.
"We see you, Morris," said all his friends.
"It's not fair," said Morris. "I'm too big. I don't have a place to hide."
Just then, a bird flew down.
"The hunters are coming," she said. "Everyone hide."
"Oh, dear," said Morris. "There's no place I can hide."
"Don't worry," said the tiger. "If you lie down in the tall grass, the hunters won't see you. Watch me." When the tiger lay down in the grass, his stripes looked like shadows, and he seemed to disappear. But when Morris tried it, the other animals could still see most of him.
"Do I look like shadows?" called Morris.
"No," they answered. "You look like an elephant lying in the grass." "Oh, what can I do?" Morris cried. "I'm too big to hide."
A monkey heard Morris and came to help.
"Just climb to the top of the tree," she said. "The hunters will never think of looking for you there."
When the monkey climbed to the top of the tree, she was hidden by the leaves. But when Morris climbed to the top of the tree, it bent all the way down to the ground, and the leaves didn't hide him at all.
"This just won't do," said Morris. "But thanks anyway."
Then a tortoise spoke up. "Stay very still," he said, "and you'll look like a stone. Watch me." The tortoise pulled his head and his legs and his tail into his shell and didn't move.
"It's amazing," said Morris. "You look just like a stone."
"Of course I do," said the tortoise.
"Now you try it." Morris pulled himself together as best he could and didn't move. But no matter how much he tried, he still looked like an elephant.
"Oh, dear," he said. "The hunters are coming and I've nowhere to hide."
"It's easy to hide," said an ostrich. "Just bury your head in the sand as I do, and no one will be able to see you."
Morris dug a big hole and buried his head in it. After about a minute, he pulled his head out and began coughing.
"This won't do either," he spluttered. "Me mouth gets all filled with sand and I can hardly breathe."
"It doesn't work anyway, you silly ostrich," said the other animals. "We can still see most of both of you."
A baboon tried to be helpful.
"You can hide in my cave," he said. "It's so dark in there, the hunters will never see you."
But not all of Morris could fit into the baboon's cave. Only half of him could, and the half that was left outside looked very much like the back half of an elephant.
"What am I going to do?" sighed Morris. "The hunters are coming and I don't have a place to hide."
"I have a few feathers I don't need," said an old parrot. "Maybe if you wear them, you'll look like a bird."
Morris rolled in some sticky mud, then jumped into the pile of feathers.
"There," he said, standing up. "How do I look?"
The other animals laughed and laughed.
"You don't look like a bird at all," they said. "You look like an elephant with feathers."
Now, Morris was very upset. He sat down and began to cry.
"There, there," said the other animals. "We'll think of something."
They scraped off the mud and feathers, and all night long they sat with Morris, trying to think of a way for him to hide from the hunters. But no one could think of anything. About dawn, the little bird came back again.
"The hunters are almost here," she said. "Why aren't you hiding?"
"We're trying to think of a way for Morris to hide," the animals answered.
"Follow me, Morris," said the bird. "I think I have the answer."
Morris followed the bird to the river.
"Wade to the deepest part of the river and sit down," ordered the bird.
"If I do that, I'll drown," protested Morris.
"If you breathe through your trunk, you won't," the bird explained. "Hurry, the hunters are coming."
Morris sat down, and not a moment too soon. for just then the hunters came paddling up in their canoe. All the animals watched from their hiding places as the hunters paddled closer and closer to the spot where Morris sat in the water with his trunk just showing through the surface. The little bird flew out and landed on Morris's trunk, and when she did, her feathers tickled Morris and he sneezed.
Hush, you!
The hunters stopped and stared at the little bird perched on what looked like a log sticking out of the water.
Did you hear that bird sneeze?
Asked one of the hunters.
Yes, said the other hunter. It sounded just like an elephant.
Then they both laughed loudly and went on their way until they disappeared around a bend in the river. All of the animals were very happy, and Morris was especially happy because he had finally found a place to hide. They danced and laughed all day, and when the other animals were too tired to continue, Morris was still going strong.
Come on, he shouted happily. Just one more game. Let's play hide and seek.